I'm going to find the greatest sandwich in the world. And I asked you, the audience, to submit your favorite global sandwiches, and the results are in. We've got a top 12 of contenders from all over the globe that we've ranked from 1 to 12. The top 4 have earned a bye to the next round, while the remaining 8 will fight for their chance to move on. The world's most popular sandwiches are gonna clash until we crown a champion, starting with our first matchup.
Number 8, chicken shawarma in Lebanon versus number 9, Italy with focaccia mortadella. Number 8, chicken shawarma. Shawarma is served all over the world nowadays, and we see it with many types of meat, but chicken shawarma from Lebanon had an overwhelming amount of votes from you guys, and many of them called for a specific restaurant called Basturma Mano. We studied their recipe deeply, and a large round flatbread is spread with toum, which is an incredible garlic sauce, a handful of freshly fried French fries, shreddis, chicken shaved off a vertical spit, grill it shut, top the opening with a little bit more garlic sauce, another piece of chicken, and don't forget to stuff your pickle spear deep inside. Number 9, focaccia mortadella. This can mean a lot of different things. When the majority of the votes are calling for famous alla antico vanaio, we know they're talking about la paradiso, a type of crisp-edged Italian bread called schiacciata, which is spread with a pistachio cream on one side, a little drizzle of extra virgin olive oil on both sides, a big pile of thinly sliced mortadella, stracciatella on top of that, a little more olive oil too, why not? Crushed pistachios, and crown your king. This is the legendary sandwich for a legendary showdown. Today, to taste test, we have Chef Christian and sandwich connoisseur Salt Hank joining us. Listen, if anyone knows a good sandwich, these guys definitely do.
Starting off incredibly strong with two places I love very much, Lebanon and Italy. Let's taste. Texture of Wonderland, flavorful, it's garlicky. You've got the seasoning that's on the chicken. You got a little acidity from the pickle. I like that a lot.
I mean, that was unbelievable. It was crunchy, but it was also kind of chewy. And then that garlic hits you, it's an explosion of flavor.
I feel like this is the original California burrito.
Whoa. That's like 20 cultures in one.
That's what California does though. That chicken is beautifully seasoned, crispy on the outside, but it's got that chew. I love toum. That garlic sauce is so good.
Moving on to the next.
Wow.
It's so balanced. You can taste the pistachio, it's garlicky, a little bit of bitterness in the olive oil, the fatty creaminess.
And I just love mortadella. It's the best deli meat.
And the pistachio is underrated.
God damn, this is a hard one. But that's exactly what this is about. Every sandwich from every place is completely different. This is not gonna be easy to figure out, but we're gonna fight through it to get it right. There's a couple things we should consider. Not just texture, flavor, but also appearance. Is this like a once a month, or is this something I could eat every day? It's time to vote. So we're gonna write our favorite one on the board, reveal, and whichever one gets the most votes will be the winner of this round. 3, 2, 1. Oh, wow. I can't believe I was the oddball out. I should also clarify that I put Lebanon, although shawarma is available in many countries, not just Lebanon. I could eat this every single day and be happy, but I think it's a fair win for Italy. Moving on.
So Italian focaccia mortadella advances to face one of the biggest opponents we have. Number 1, ranked by you, the audience, or well, those who voted, Vietnam with banh mi. But before we get there, we have our next first round battle, the 12th ranked India with vada pav versus the 5th ranked Portuguese francesinha. Most of the voters called for a version from a specific restaurant called Cafe Santiago. Thick cut white bread loaded with mortadella, two kinds of sausage, steak, ham, cheese. Yes, all of these things. Pressed. This is on top of fries, topped with a fried egg, draped with cheese with circles cut out the center to let that yolk shine, and then drown in a hot tomatoey beef and beer sauce to melt that cheese down. This is a crazy sandwich, and that's the beauty of it. Number 12, vada pav. Vegetarian food alert. This is an incredibly popular Indian street food. So it starts by frying a battered mashed potato ball flavored with garlic, minced curry leaves, chilies, and ginger. You're gonna get a nice, sweet, almost dinner roll-like bun. Tamarind chutney on the bottom, cilantro chutney on the top. You're gonna add your fried potato ball in the middle and season with a dry garlic chutney, generously now. And of course, top with a fried chili. This is actually quite the beautiful sandwich, if you ask me. It may come in a small package, but I have a feeling it's gonna pack a punch.
Let's taste. Yeah, that's good. It is so flavorful.
The seasoning, never even heard of that, but it's amazing.
And you get a little sweetness from the chutney, some saltiness, umami, a little spicy.
A lot of heat.
Moving on.
Now for the Portuguese francesinha.
I've never seen this in my life. You know, I like this, but it's a lot. This feels like a great bar food. Like if I was like blitzed, I would be extremely happy with this. Texturally, the bread gets a little lost because you've got about 14,000 layers of meat and cheese.
It comes together well, honestly.
That's definitely a fork and knifer. I think what threw me off too, the bread just disappeared.
I know, where was that? The gravy though is phenomenal.
3, 2, 1. Wow. India moves on to the next round.
India Vadapav takes the win and moves on to face number 4, ranked by you, Mexico, with Torta Ahagada. But first, our next round one battle, which will be two interesting opponents, Greece with the pork gyro versus Germany, doner kebab. Now hear me out. Yes, I know it's not from Germany. Although it was brought there by Turkish immigrants, it's now such a staple food in Germany that people literally think it's from Germany, and the voters called specifically for a well-known Berlin-based doner spot called Imren. And the way they make theirs is a seeded bread filled with shaved beef doused in lamb fat, topped with a yogurt sesame sauce. Now, several of you specified that over the usual garlic or herb sauce, spicy chili sauce, lettuce, red onion, and tomato. Now, for Greece with the pork gyro, we've done this before. You can do lamb, pork, chicken. I personally went with the pork route because I think the pork is the most flavorful, and I know we'll give them their fairest fighting chance here. Now, you guys voted for a specific restaurant in Athens called Savas or Sabas. They stuff the pita with spit-roasted pork, thinly sliced, tomato, red onion, tzatziki, and my favorite part, French fries. Roll it up and serve. First up, Greek pork gyro.
This is a staple, dude. So good. The softness, the chewiness from the pita, that salty, fatty meat, Greek oregano coming through. It's got acidity, it's balanced, it's rich yet tangy.
That pork is amazing. Cucumber cuts it beautifully. It's simple.
Now for the Greek gyro's opponent, Germany with doner kebab.
Oh my gosh, dude. I love that bread.
The meat's nice. It provides some toothsomeness to the sandwich. It's seasoned nicely. It's fatty. You got all these sauces. It feels like a really solid, well-executed sandwich.
The meat in this was so ridiculously good.
When the sauces on here are balanced versus, you know, just a cooling one to balance the meat, this balances the whole sandwich.
Let's rate Germany or Greece. Who will it be? In 3, 2, 1. Whoa!
It's very good. That's it. That's all I got. It's super good.
Moving on.
Respect and love to Greece, but doner kebab moves on to the next round. But not before our final first round battle, France with jambon beurre versus Argentina choripan. Now for France, the jambon beurre is very simple. You need a nice quality baguette, butter on both sides, seasoned with flaky salt, lightly smoked ham, and crown your king. Optionally, you can do some cornichons on the side. That's it. Now Argentina bringing it in with the charcoal grilled chorizo, served butterfly. It's also called mariposa, on a lightly grilled baguette, your sausage, your chimichurri, and enjoy.
We have two honestly surprisingly beautifully simple and similar looking sandwiches. I'm excited and I want to start.
First up, France, jambon beurre.
It's so good. It's so simple, but that punch of zestiness from the cornichon, perfect kick.
I love this sandwich. The lack of having a ton of components creates a very specific experience. You can enjoy each and every component in this, so it's very important to use high quality ingredients. Chewy, crunchy, the softness of the meat, the richness of the butter, but it matches so beautifully with the rest of this.
The silkiness of this butter, it's borderline mayo. Bread is amazing. It's simple. I stand by the saying, make sandwiches simple again.
Next up, Argentina, choripan.
Argentina, this is gonna be tough.
Dude, that's real good. So simple and so perfect, but so beautifully decadent and actually complex in its flavors.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. I want to take this hot to go. Hey. That was delicious.
We're going to rank it now. That was a good sandwich. 3, 2, 1.
Argentina!
Wow, unanimous Argentina! The French, they fought hard on this one, but Argentina's sandwich ultimately had the punch I wanted. Moving on.
So Argentina's choripan with the upset now moves on to face America. The sandwich representing it, Philly cheesesteak. This kicks off round two with a big battle. Our number one most voted for, Vietnam with the grilled pork banh mi. This can come with many meats. It can come with many fillings. You can add pork liver pate if you're into that. I'm personally not. But ultimately, it's a fresh baked baguette, mayo, grilled pork, pickled daikon and carrots, fresh cucumber, fresh jalapeno, a few sprigs of cilantro. Close it up. And I mean, look at this damn thing.
This is a tough one. These are two of some of my favorite sandwiches of all time.
Now the real battle begins. Italy, focaccia mortadella. Can it upset the number one ranked sandwich?
That's crazy.
It's insane. So fatty. The acidity from the pickled daikon and carrot and then the meat. It's so good.
It's got every texture. Crunchy, soft, chewy.
The baguette's crazy. That's crucial in a good banh mi is a great baguette. Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. Sure, it's gonna terrorize the roof of your mouth a little bit, but you don't give a f- because what's inside is worth fighting for. Anyway, moving on to the next one. I need a refresher on Italy. We're having it again just to be fair here. 3, 2, 1.
Every single day.
Vietnam takes the lead, overtaking the Italian mortadella sandwich. It may be viral, but this is an OG. Moving on to the next round.
It was an incredible fight for an incredible sandwich. Vietnam gets the win with banh mi, a legendary sandwich, which will take on the winner of the next round, which is India, Vadapav versus Mexico with Torta Ahagada. There were a lot of votes specifically for Torta Ahagada. This is the classic way at El Guerrito, one of the oldest Torta Ahagada shops in Guadalajara, Mexico, where the sandwich was supposedly invented. A bolillo roll is filled with fatty, tender carnitas and then drowned in either a spicy sauce or a mild sauce or doing both. served with onions and lime to help cut that heat. We all know this could be filled with all sorts of beans, meats, cheeses. We went with what we think would give it the strongest edge, which is simple, tasty, fatty, delicious. Carnitas.
So we have Mexico versus India on this one. Typically, this is served with onions and limes. Totally optional, but I do think lime juice is not optional. That is spicy.
It might be spicy as but it tastes amazing.
You just gotta cut it with one of these.
On the inside of the roll, it's soft, but on the outside, it's mushy, ushy, gushy, but in a good way. It's so juicy. The meat's fatty, it's rich, it's salty, yet acidic and spicy. It's so many things in one.
That was f***ing delicious, but god damn it, was it hot.
Why is it so spicy?
Next up, India.
Ah, it's hot.
So let's rate.
3, 2, 1. Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Look, I just feel like it's a little bit more of a balanced sandwich. I think they're both excellent, but I have to be really in the mood for the torta ahogado.
The meat in the torta was great. I think the lava pool it was in kind of took away from everything.
Well, India takes the lead. We now move on to the next round.
And the story continues. India with the upset victory. Could they go all the way? They enter a battle against the top-seeded Vietnam with banh mi. But first, our next second round showdown, Germany. Doner kebab versus Cuba, the Cubano. I know what you're thinking. Josh, is the Cubano as we know it today really from Cuba? Didn't it really take shape in Florida? Well, first of all, when we did our voting round, Cubano was specifically voted to represent Cuba. Even though according to historians, the version we see today was likely invented in Florida. But look, it likely would have never existed without a simpler sandwich Cuban immigrants probably brought to America. So for our purposes today, and given what everyone voted for, Cubano is representing Cuba. And hey, it's an incredible sandwich. I'd love to be represented by a Cubano. Cuban bread. It has to be fresh baked. Ham goes down first, then mojo roasted pork, Swiss cheese, dill pickle, slice medium thick yellow mustard on the top half, close it up, spread the top with butter, place some butter on a plancha, flat press that bad boy until it's flat, crisp, melty, and beautifully hot.
Now Cuba enters the mix against Germany.
Now we know there is also a Tampa Cubano with salami. We had no specified votes calling for that, so we're sticking to the most common version.
I love that you can pick out each thing. Like, I could taste the pickle, I could taste the mustard, I could taste the ham, I could taste the roasted pork. It's all pronounced.
Crisp on the outside, soft, juicy meat on the inside. It's salty, yet it's sour. It's pickly, yet it's got good salinity and cured flavors. It's a very balanced, wonderful sandwich. Now we have the German sandwich, just to refresh.
Very different.
I got my rating. I know who the winner is. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, a mixture.
I think the bite I took of Germany, it was just so flavorful and fresh. I've never had that, and I love the bread on that. It's honestly like a weird version of a burger.
Yeah, oh my God. Although these were sort of close, I immediately leaned towards the Cuban sandwich. To me, the German one tastes great, and the flavors are good, the textures are good, but it's also just kind of basic in comparison. I just feel like the Cuban one outshines it in many, many, many ways. Tough call, but moving on.
Cuba, the Cubano, takes the win. Moving on to the next battle, we have Argentina with choripan versus America, where we hail from, the Philly cheesesteak. This was the winner of our best sandwich in America video, specifically at Angelo's. And funny enough, I had never been there before, and turns out I actually make my cheesesteak almost exactly like they do. Here's how we do it. The key is starting with an incredible homemade sesame seeded bread. Down goes mayo, generously on both sides, shaved quality ribeye, little salt and pepper, seared, mixed with grilled onions, sharp provolone on top, melt that bad boy, transfer it to your seeded roll. And that looks about as American as it gets, let's be real.
This is the end of the quarterfinals. We have America's contender, the Philly cheesesteak, versus Argentina. Argentina surprised us last time, but Philly cheesesteak has always been an old friend. So let's start with that.
Oh.
We're doing Angelo's proud.
God bless America.
I've always loved a good Philly cheesesteak. It's fatty, it's rich. There's some creaminess if you're into the mayo. The cheese plus the mayo plus the beef fat becomes its own emulsion. So flavorful. And the piquantness from the sharp provolone actually, I think, adds a little bit of a cut to the richness.
I don't think I've ever had it without American cheese or some cheese whiz or something. And honestly, this is better than every Philly cheesesteak I've ever had.
Now, Argentina, I need a little refresher. How are you gonna do? This is a good matchup.
I hate that we have to eliminate one of these.
These are both incredible sandwiches. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Wow. This was probably one of the hardest decisions to make. This one goes to America. Maybe it's because our palates are attuned to it. I don't know. But it was so close. The USA won by a millionth of an inch. The Argentina one, maybe on a certain day, would have been the winner here. If you've never had it before, you should absolutely try it. It's an unbelievable sandwich. But we're moving on to the semi-finals.
Choripan, truly an immaculate sandwich I'm adding to my rotation. But America with Philly cheesesteak takes the win, thus advancing it to the semi-finals. The semi-finalists being America versus Cuba. These two incredible sandwiches, a tough choice awaits.
So for this round of the semifinal, we have two almost American sandwiches. The Cubano, which we're giving to Cuba, that has been diversified in America, and then the American Philly cheesesteak. Let's start with the Cubani mommy.
Fantastic. Warm, juicy, flavorful, lovely.
It's the type of sandwich that, due to the balance, you take a bite and get that little acidity. Makes you want to go back. All right, Philly cheesesteak.
So ridiculously good. You do get the whiff of provolone before you even take a bite.
It's so American, it almost farts in your face before you eat it. All right, who's it gonna be? 3, 2, 1. USA! This is gonna seem like propaganda. It really isn't. It's just a phenomenal sandwich. America doesn't have a lot of food that it can call its own, but this Philly cheesesteak is Philadelphian and about as American as it gets.
As soon as I took that bite, all I heard was, and I'm proud to be an American.
It took the win, but it's not the final winner.
It's a 2x win for America with Philly cheesesteak, who will now move on to the final showdown against whoever wins in the next battle of Vietnam with banh mi versus India with vada pav. I would argue the ultimate sleeper of sandwiches.
This is a crazy one. One of the most iconic sandwiches of all time from Vietnam versus this Indian sandwich that is beautiful, stunning. I've never had it before and love it. Let's start with Vietnam. Lube for your mouth is gone, but who cares? Next up, India. Completely different experience.
This is crunchy as hell, and this is soft and mushy in a good way.
I will say, I do feel really good after eating that one too.
If I was a vegetarian, I'd a bunch of those up.
It's time to vote. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, India, that was delicious though.
The sandwich from India is phenomenal. And honestly, I'm gonna add it to my repertoire. That said, Vietnam moving on to the final round.
We now have our final matchup, Vietnam's one seed versus the number 3 ranked sandwich from America, Philly cheesesteak. The winner here will define our very best sandwich after many trials and tribulations.
We've made it to the final round. These are two of the most iconic sandwiches I can possibly think of. Yeah, there are sandwiches from all over the world, but very few of those sandwiches echo through space and time across the entire globe. When you hear the term banh mi, or when you hear the term Philly cheesesteak, a motherfucker knows what's up, and we have to make a decision on which one is better. I think we should start with the banh mi.
Philly cheesesteak time?
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to this. America with the Philly cheesesteak, although more newly invented, somehow a timeless classic, versus a global phenomenon, the Vietnamese staple banh mi.
I know what I must do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. 3, 2, 1.
Is it unanimous?
It's unanimous, Vietnam, but I put 51 and 49. I lean towards Vietnam just a few percent over where the American sandwich was. The banh mi delivers almost anywhere you go. You can go to a random ass Vietnamese restaurant in a strip mall, it will probably still be good, but you will not go everywhere and a Philly cheesesteak is this good.
To go to an everyday sandwich, that's just meat, cheese, onions, bun. And banh mi, you got veggies, you got probiotics from these pickles.
You got carrots and daikon.
It's got all the flavor profiles. It's got acidity, spiciness. Vietnam is our winner with the banh mi, a worthy opponent against all of these incredible sandwiches. I think all of these are winners, but ultimately the banh mi stuck it out all the way to the end. If you learned about a new sandwich in this video, maybe you should go and try it because there wasn't a single thing we ate today that wasn't absolutely excellent. And there are other sandwiches out there. These aren't all the sandwiches in the whole world. These are just the most voted for. That being said, love you, subscribe, goodbye.